Westlock. During the January 19 Westlock Regional Waste Management Commission meeting held via Zoom, the commission was approached by Alt Root Compost, which requested and received approval for an expansion of its services at the Westlock Regional Landfill. Alt Root is a compost organization that takes organic waste and breaks it down into a natural, organic compost that is provided to producers to use in their fields. The program entered a partnership with the commission to help keep organic waste out of the landfill, saving much-needed space while providing local producers with another option for fertilizer. Currently, the operation processes 20,000 tons of organic waste each year but hope to go beyond that. In order to do so, they needed permission from the commission to begin expanding their services, which will require about 3.5 acres of space. Out of the 20,000 tons, 10,000 tons of fertilizer is produced, with around 5% of the waste being contaminated and unable to be processed. Over the past year, we've been told by so many people that this capacity restraint is getting worse and worse, said Alt Root Representative Brian Wanacott. There is an opportunity to do a service to our province and region to do this duty. In a PowerPoint presentation, Wanacott showed the commission how their composting process works. The process begins with aerators laid underneath organic waste. The waste is then covered with fully composted fertilizer to help with the decomposition process by trapping heat and preventing any smell. On average, the internal temperature of the compost piles remains around -30°C even in the middle of winter. We have put in processes to manage and process this specific waste in a way that it makes it easy and economical to process, Wanacott said. We've designed it to be simple and efficient. By expanding operations, Wanacott said Alt Root can provide more compost for producers while bringing in more vehicles to drop off waste. The site sees between 3 and 5 semi-trucks full of waste a day, netting the landfill $10 for each truck with weighing costs. Landfill to reopen 5 sealed cells. A motion was passed to take out a $175,000 loan over 7 years to begin work on reopening 5 cells in the landfill. Cells are pits dug and filled with waste, then covered once full. However, Commission Manager Tom Moore said that by reopening 5 pits, they can add roughly 5 meters of waste to each cell. The current pit only has a year or two left until it is filled, and to dig a new one would cost around $350,000. By doing a height adjustment to 5 sealed cells, an additional 6 to 7 years will be added to the lifespan of the landfill before more cells are needed to be made. Over the next decade and a half, Moore anticipates saving around $1.5 million with this work. To me, financially, it's a no-brainer, said Moore. The cost of opening the cells will total around $60,000 to $70,000, with the remaining money going towards a 600-foot-long, 25-foot-tall fence on the southern side of the landfill and portable fences to keep waste from being blown from the site and into surrounding fields. Spencer Kemp Boulay, Town and Country Today.com.